Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. How are we?
Hello.
Very good.
Yeah, not bad.
You're wearing a Just Do It shirt today. That's different.
I got this in America.
Is it knockoff Nike?
No, it's real. Real Nike.
Nikel.
God, their clothes are so cheap over there compared to here. We just get extorted. It annoys me. Very expensive, yeah.
I like that shirt. You look good, Jade.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Yeah, it's a bit slimming, this one. I saw photos of myself when I caught up with the family last week. And I was thinking, holy shit balls, is that what I look like?
Have you not been going to the gym?
You go all the time?
No, I haven't been recently, just because of, I don't know, I've just had a little bit going on in my life. But and my PT's gone, and I keep calling.
Oh, he left.
Yeah, he's left, so I'm not training with him at the moment. And
do you not like the new PT?
No, they don't have a new one. I call them up every week, twice a week.
Hello, it's me, Jade, again.
And they probably are getting the shits, but I just say to them now, look, I'm a control freak and I want to get started.
Well, you need to be with the gym. You need to be controlled, don't you? Because you like to someone like on your back going, come on, Jay, do it again.
Yeah, it's good having
squats.
Someone push you. And I do things that I wouldn't make myself do. Like, so it's good. I find if you can afford a PT, go for it. I recommend them all the way.
Because you normally, if you just go by yourself, you're straight to the hydro bed, aren't you?
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, I've done my gym for the day. I've been to the gym, keeping the habit up.
So,
really in the hydro bed.
I've just been, just trying to balance a lot. But I got my diary and I'm getting my life in order. And actually, I'm going to be going to the gym after work soon, Maddie.
Cool.
So
I'm not coming.
I know. So you either have to catch lifts with Crevo.
Crevo's cars with a K.
I'm doing a special deal at the moment. Mention the promo code CAR1
Crevo's,
for 20% off.
Crevo's cars is so much more affordable than Jade's chariots. Let me tell you, all you have to pay Crevo is a lunch and a beer.
That's I'm like the DD in the industry.
Yeah.
I get them in with the great deals at the start. It's almost free.
It suits you though, because you love food.
Do you know what? Put the discount code hashtag Crevo Lunch in and only pay $25 a week.
I've been doing that a lot lately, shopping online, trying to guess what the discount code is, see if I can find whatever the secret
voucher
is.
We went for a really nice lunch together on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Aww. It was nice.
Where'd
Lads
you go?
Lunch.
Oh, we went to a place called the Ship Inn in the city. It's bloody beautiful. We had a great time. It was really good.
It's sort of like a smaller pub, but it's actually Newcastle's oldest pub.
I think I know it.
It's down like in the city.
Yeah, I think I know it.
It's on the corner there.
It has a big plaque on the wall that people always walk past.
It kind of looks like a Gringotts Bank style thing.
Yeah, I know
it.
That's
why you know it.
I know it.
Oh, is Harry Potter got an account here?
To be honest, because I like to read plaques on buildings because I think it's a nice bit of history that you...
Everyone's got to have a hobby.
Everyone's walking by and it's just like, wow.
Do you know what? I'm feeling really great at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Just like, I feel like I'm in such a great place lately.
Well, you have us in your life.
No, but honestly.
Getting a new pad.
Honestly, new housemate. It's just like, I've got a new energy lately and I'm really liking it.
I'm happy for you. That's so nice.
There has been a change. I actually think I can see the change in your aura.
Yeah, like I just feel radiant and it's like I've just been like super chill about everything.
Mm.
Like I have my moments, but I'm very like I feel very calm and peaceful.
I have to admit, since I've met you, how long have we known each other now? Since
nearly 3 years.
End of 2018. Mm. You've actually grown a lot.
Oh, thank you. That's a very nice compliment.
Like, no, like, it is. Like,
I think you're a happier person.
Yeah, like, you've definitely...
I was very lost before. I was very lost up until I was, like, even when I was here.
Mm.
But it's like sometimes you just, you know, things change. Like, honestly, I feel so peaceful at the moment. It's really good.
That's great, man.
I just, super in control of everything.
You found your second family.
Why does it always have to come back to you, Jane? I mean, I know it's hard to not talk about yourself for 5 minutes.
No, it's our team and producer, Jackson.
part of the team.
Yeah. We're losing a team member, actually, Hamish.
Yeah.
Leaving the show. We haven't mentioned it on the actual show.
Just yet.
It's podcast-only secret.
But you'll know Hamish. But we're very sad, actually.
Yeah.
He's off to another radio station. But you know what? He'll always be a member of the team.
He will be.
Yeah. We're actually wanting to take him out, Jade.
Oh yeah, that'll be cool.
Do you still have the picture of that nice bottle of scotch? Mm-hmm. Do you have it handy? When we're at the ship in, Jade, we saw this beautiful looking scotch bottle because Hamish likes scotch.
Yeah.
On the bar, and the barkeep let us sniff it. Oh my god,
smells amazing.
Smells like smoky. Like a smoky scotch.
You know what? I can appreciate.
What's it called?
That looks nice.
It's Lafroig.
I appreciate Lafroig. Really nice bottles. Like especially when I worked in the airport, I loved taking people through duty free because I would look around at all the expensive bottles and because you'd have to push them in a wheelchair because I'd assist passengers through.
Yeah.
For those who don't know. And it was great, like, being able to go and, like, see what they'd splash their cash on. Asians in particular spend a lot on, like, wine and alcohol. Like, they would sell bottles there that were, like, $4,000.
Well, yeah, in some countries, the duties, like, the taxes are outrageous.
Mm.
Like, it's so expensive to buy alcohol in certain countries.
Like here. Go to New Zealand, hot tip. Super cheap. Buy alcohol there.
Some countries are very cheap. Yeah.
When you're, oh.
I mean, Jade buys like the 4-liter bottles of Bacardi from duty free.
No, Malibu, guys. Malibu.
Bacardi's too much.
Kahlua.
Malibu and pineapple.
Oh, Kahlua on ice with a dash of Coke. You can't go past it. I went through a phase there last year where I was just drinking that.
What a funny drink.
It's great. I love it.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Oh, you should try it. It's what they call,
does it have a name? Yeah.
No, that's just, I just got Kahlua on ice with a dash Coke. But that's how they make Black Russians and White Russians. It's vodka and Kahlua with Coke. Black Russian.
And then White Russian is just a dash of cream or milk,
isn't
it?
I'm not sure about a White Russian.
Yeah, I think it is. They just add cream or milk.
White Russian.
I remember having a White Russian once at a party, thinking that's a rare
drink.
Here,
no, actually. Oh, hang on. It says a White Russian is a cocktail made with vodka, coffee liqueur and cream served with cream. Ice in an old-fashioned glass.
Hey, all of you pod fam out there that's listening, I've just pulled up our charts.
Oh, nice.
So we've actually debuted on a brand new chart.
Have
so there's
we?
Like charts that like
all different
rate us.
Charts.
We are number 139. Saudi Arabia.
G'day, Arabians. Hey, guys.
We love our Arab listeners.
No, we don't. No, shout out to you. I lived in Dubai. Great country. I enjoyed living in the Middle East.
Do you think maybe it's somebody that you met over?
Could be. Could be friends who are still listening over there. Cool.
We dropped out of the Great British Charts, unfortunately.
Oh, bastards. You know why? Because they're coming out of lockdown.
And also, we did do that Brits Unhinged
segment. Oh, not happy with that, hey.
Oh, sorry, Brits. I liked that segment.
Yeah, we're bringing that back,
to be honest,
sure.
It was probably me because I call, like, they don't like being called whinging poms.
Yeah, of course. Of course, you pissed off all the Brits that listen. We were doing really well there. We got up to 120 on their charts at one point. You fucked us over, Jade.
I still love them. I would have been happy to marry an Englishman.
Licky, licky.
For the passport.
Hey,
for the passport.
Also, there's always a catch with you.
They can keep their tiny apartments, though.
Oh, yeah, no good. I just want to say we have a special Facebook group that hasn't been deleted in the recent Facebook culling. It's called the JMK Podfam, PODFAM. If you listen to this opener, you're obviously into the show. So come and join us on that. Just search it on Facebook. And also, would love to hear from you if you're from another country and listening to the show. So any of you new Saudi Arabian listeners want to get in touch, hit us up on Instagram.
So it's called, it's JMK Pod, P-O-D, Fam.
On Facebook.
Do you think it's a little too confusing? I reckon people get it.
You want it to be a bit cryptic.
Yeah, okay.
It's you don't want just, everyone on there. Yeah, it's just people that love it.
It's just the loyals.
That's right, the super loyals.
You have to answer a few questions, actually. But if I can see you're from another country, I'll just let you in.
Oh.
You get a free pass.
That's nice.
Easy questions.
They're inclusive.
Also, at Jade Maddie Crevo on Instagram, and hit us up anytime.
Yeah, send us a message there if you're listening from overseas, like Maddie said. We want to hear... What's your deal? And tell us like a bit of a story as well, like how you've ended up overseas, like how you found our podcast, that sort of thing.
Number 139 in Saudi Arabia. Woo! Winning. Enjoy the podcast.
Bye.
Bye.
Can we go now?
Shut up. I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
That's something out of Harry Potter, like when they go into the forbidden forest.
And forest. Forbidden forest.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
What makes the world go.
Good morning, team. How are we today?
Morning.
Feeling good.
Oh, Crevo, your mic's totally dead now.
Oh, no.
Talk into it again.
Can you hear me?
No. No, we can't hear Crevo.
Oh, poor old Crevo. It was limping to the end, that microphone, yesterday.
Yeah. All right. They mustn't have been able to fix it.
You and Crevo have to share.
That's okay. That's all right. I don't mind sharing.
Go on, guys.
Sharing's caring.
Bunch of.
Hold on.
Oh, look at this. How cute.
We'll move around.
I wonder what's wrong with it.
Put this around here.
Totally dead.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's all good. More of me today in New FM. You love that, won't you, Jade?
Yeah.
How are you today, Jade? Second day back at work?
Yeah.
How was it getting up this morning?
Good. A little bit better. Set the alarm. Although I was scared, I got paranoid. I woke up thinking I might have had diabetes because...
Oh, what?
Well, because I had to wake up and go to the toilet and I was thinking, oh no, that's a sign of diabetes there, especially in a young person.
So have you gotten... Oh, you haven't gotten checked today sometime then maybe?
No, I don't know. I'm fine. I don't really, but I just get worried because my dad has diabetes.
I actually thought I had diabetes a few weeks ago.
Well, I bruise really easy.
Yeah.
And we eat a lot of junk food.
Yeah, that's so true.
Like, it's concerning sometimes.
Hey, guys, let's do Lads versus Lasses up next. It's Newcastle's biggest battle of the sexes game. 3 questions each, 13:10:09 if you want to play. Today, family pass to the show, guys. This is massive. It's worth a whole heap of cash, and it could be yours. It's happening March 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Newcastle Showground.
UFM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
Guys, I can't believe this. Here at New FM all week, we have 1,000 tickets to give away to the show. It's happening March 5th through 7th at the Newcastle Showground. For more info, check out newcastleshow.com.au. Leaderboard check, please.
The Lasses are on 11.
11 gold stars.
And the Lads are on 14. I just want to see if Crevo's mic works.
Let's see.
No,
still not working.
Sorry, Crevo.
That's all right.
I mean,
I'll let you guys run this.
Does your pass work at the back door today?
It does.
Oh. All right, let's get into it. Let's meet our lass this morning.
Yeah, we're going to Natasha from Toronto. She's a traffic controller, which is cool. She wishes she could have stayed 25 forever, bless her heart. And her most prized possessions are her 2 children, who are 9 and 27 years of age. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, that's a big age gap there, isn't it?
It is.
What was it like the second time around with such a big age gap?
I had more patience with the first one.
Oh, really? I bet you did. Now, it also says you're maths obsessed. Did you watch the show last night?
I did.
What did you think?
Oh, how about Coco? I think she's going to be one to watch.
Yeah, I think you might be right. She's got all the makings of a math star, doesn't she, with that name? Coco. Oh, my God. All right, let's get into these questions. Family pass to the show. Up for grabs, Jade.
All right, your first question, Coco. Sorry. Natasha. The Golf GTI is a car made by which car brand? The Golf.
Volkswagen.
Correct.
One point.
NGK is known for making what?
Wouldn't have a clue.
They make spark plugs.
There you go. Famous brand of spark plugs.
Really? I just learned that. Okay, and your third and final question, what is a run flat tyre? Oh, my mother-in-law loves these.
Nope.
It's a type of tyre that keeps running even if it's flat. So I think they can go for like 80 kilometres. So if you pop a tyre, you can drive them at least to a servo.
Well, 1 point on the board. People have won with less. Let's go to our lab this morning. His name is Michael, 32, from Warners Bay. He's an electrician and he thinks his ring of hair is his best physical trait. And guys, recently engaged last week in Port Douglas.
Congratulations!
Hey, Michael, good job, brother. You got it done.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, it's great. It was very nerve-wracking, but yeah, it was all great.
Oh, did you get on a knee?
I did, yes.
Oh, you handsome man.
Tell us, how long have you been together, Michael?
I've been over 4 years.
Oh, good stuff. The right amount of time, really, isn't it? Just perfect.
Yeah, exactly right.
Did you surprise her with a ring, or did she pick?
No, I surprised. Yeah, surprised.
Oh, how sweet.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh, well, let's get into the questions, man. Family pass to the show up for grabs. Question number one, how many kids does Jennifer Aniston have?
Zero.
Zero is correct. I thought I might stump someone with that question, but absolutely not. Question two, what was the name of Rihanna's first single?
Oh, I don't know it from right here, but no idea.
Ponder Replay, great song. 2009, that was released. Question number three, what's the name of the new series of Sex and the City? Multiple choice. They're remaking the show. Is it A, And Then She Went Away, B, And Just Like That, or C, Two Girls, One Cup, and a City?
B.
B is correct, which means you win.
No, it's a tie.
No, it's not. It's a got two right, Jade.
Yeah, and so did...
No, she got one right. Oh, you're right. Flip the coin.
Oh, no, I'm wrong.
Oh, you do this to me every time.
Sorry, I just wanted to test you. The guys did win.
Hey, Michael, family pass to the show, mate. Happening March 5th through 7th, Newcastle Showground. 1,000 tickets to the show, giving it away all week here at New FM. Very good. Congrats, mate. Enjoy.
But Crevo's got a story after this. Soldier Boy has a new business. So
get on mic, Crevo.
All right. So basically, this is this rapper from about 2004. Yeah. You might remember him. He had one song or maybe two at a maximum. And he hasn't really done so well. So he's been trying really hard to like release music and stuff. It all flopped. So he came up with this business a couple of years ago where he was bringing out his own gaming console. Like honestly, it's like something he just made at his house. This was a total flop. The internet, right, made so much fun of him. He's back with a new business. I'll get into it next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
If you are a massive foodie just like you, Crevo, you can head to newfm.com.au and rate the music for your chance to win a dinner for you and 9 friends. 10 of your mates celebrating a birthday in style, maybe at Inforno. It's Newcastle's hot new authentic Italian restaurant on Beaumont Street. I love Italian food.
Yeah, what's your top Italian dish?
Oh, I love lasagna. I served lasagna at my wedding.
Did you?
I did.
Was it one of the store-bought ones?
No.
Frozen?
No.
Guys, Soldier Boy, new business. Crevo's got the deets.
Soldier Boy, in it all. Watch it, Daddy, watch it all.
Yeah, you might remember vaguely this song from about 8 to 10 years ago.
Definitely a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
There's no others that I remember.
Interesting character, Soldier Boy. So probably about 3 years ago, he created this business, right, where he was selling his own gaming console.
What was it called?
He just called it Soldier Boy's Game Console, right? So basically using his own branding to try and make some cash.
It sounds like a gaming name, though. Soldier Boy.
I guess so, slightly. But the issues came with the actual hardware, right? So essentially, the first one, it looked like a knockoff Nintendo. right? And he actually got in trouble from Nintendo. They're saying undisclosed legal issues because some of the games were actually just pirated Nintendo games.
Oh, my goodness.
That he jammed into a box that looked something like a Year 9 science experiment, right? So quite an interesting character. Just this week, though, also one more thing to mention with that old gaming console. He claimed that it sold 5 million units in a month.
Well, that's a total lie.
Yeah, that's BS.
I mean, how ridiculous and also how stupid, because if Nintendo is suing you or trying to, like, put legal things out there, the last thing you want to do is tell them how much money you're making so they can try and steal it from you.
So are these technically a collector's item now? Because there wouldn't be that many of them out there.
Look, if you could get your hands on one or would want to bother, good luck to you.
When you type into Google, Soldier Boy gaming console.
Yeah.
It comes up with the question, is Nintendo suing Soldier Boy? I love this. DeAndre Cortez Way, who goes by his stage name Soldier Boy, has had a troubled history with Nintendo. Weeks ago, Nintendo threatened a lawsuit after he planned the release of an illegal gaming console. Now the rapper is claiming he's the real creator behind the NES, and in fact, Nintendo stole his creation.
I would not want to upset Nintendo or any of those. Like, imagine going up against PlayStation with a lawsuit.
Stupid, right? Now, things get more interesting because in the last week, he's released his new gaming console. Now, this thing, so ridiculous. It looks like a mini knockoff of the Xbox Series S, and then the controller looks like a PlayStation 2 controller. So he's gone back to the old school of copying things from other gaming consoles.
He's just taking bits and bobs of what he likes about different consoles and jamming it into one.
I'm surprised he even has any money left. Like, if you're going up against lawsuits, you're trying to pour all your money into a prototype.
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't think he's pouring any money in. He's just nicking things from other consoles.
Oh, my God.
Right? One Instagram comment that he made the bold statement that this new console would outsell the PS5.
Oh, what? That's funny.
I wonder what his price point is on this.
I actually couldn't see that anywhere. But of course, everyone in the gaming community has, like, ridiculed this guy. And, you know, they're trying, like, based off his previous work and experience, I don't think he's going to sell a single one.
If we had a budget, I would love to buy one.
Oh,
and
ridiculous.
Then we could just, you know, give it away on the show or after we've played it.
Can't get any games for it.
Yeah,
you get real sick of it real quick.
I can just imagine it has like a budget version of Tetris built in, and that's it.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. What makes the world.
Guys, I went obviously up to Queensland, met some distant relatives at my nana's funeral that I hadn't met before, which is always a interesting time, isn't it? Like meeting your cousins or your aunt and uncles.
It is strange meeting people that are related to you.
That you've never met.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Mm. Yeah.
I went to one family reunion. Very awkward.
It's just bizarre. You're just sort of sussing each other around and you're like, wow, like we are family, but I've never met you before. And as I was doing the rounds and meeting people, I just see this guy across the room, and you know my rule, you can look but you can't touch. And I saw this guy. I thought, oh.
He's a bit of all right.
He's quite attractive.
Explain to us what he looked like.
So he has these really deep honeycomb eyes. And he has these...
Honeycomb? I've heard that one before.
And he had really nice... he'd gotten a haircut. It was short, but it's a really nice caramel brown.
Mm.
He was a little bit taller than me. Yeah, so he's probably... I don't know. How tall are you, Maddie?
5'9".
About 5'9", maybe a little bit taller. And he was quite, you can tell he worked out.
Often at the gym.
He was masculine. Mm. He had some nice traps on him.
Mm.
And he actually had a really nice smile. And I thought, oh, I wonder who this guy is. Who's he here with?
Who's this fit young man?
Turns out he's my second cousin. And I thought, damn, is it weird that I find my cousin attractive? is.
You reckon he's hot, yeah?
He's hot. And I was thinking, wow, I know where all the genes went in the family.
You can't do that, Jade.
Do you have, Maddie, by any chance, some, like, banjo music at all? No, don't worry if you don't, because everyone can imagine it.
Anyway, I stalked him. Fine. I stalked him online.
You went further. You took this fantasy further.
I just thought, I'm curious to know a little bit more about my second cousin, because we didn't really get to chat that much then. I'm thinking, I wonder what he does. Like, you know. Anyway, didn't find out much about him other than the fact that he's a scuba diver. And
he's a big old diver then.
And that's obviously why. And he goes fishing a lot out on the boat.
What's his name?
Todd.
Todd. Do you have his number?
No. We did become friends on Facebook.
You can't actually. So apparently, you can marry your first cousin, but you can't marry your second cousin. So yours is doubly weird.
No, you can. You can marry your second cousin.
Nah, you can't.
I am not arguing either way.
Anyway, I'm happily married, but look, I can definitely.
I love that's what's stopping you.
No. Guys, the reason I'm not, you know, getting with my hot cousin is because I'm married. What a shame is almost what seems to be coming out of your mouth.
13:10:09. I know you guys think I'm weird, but is it weird if you find your cousin hot? On 13:10:09, because surely I don't think I'm the only one. Like, whether it's your second or your third cousin, you can appreciate a good-looking person.
You know what? If somebody calls and admits it, I feel like we need to give them something for it. Family pass to the show.
I was going
to
say, how perfect's that? You can take your mum, your dad, and your cousins.
You know what? It's okay to find people attractive. It's not a crime.
Okay, 13:10:09. Is it weird that Jade is attracted to her cousin?
Just a bit of DNA.
Maybe you're attracted to your cousin. family pass to the show up for grabs.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Is it weird that Jade is attracted to her cousin?
I want to spend my life with you.
But there's something I have to tell you. I had
that is your cousin.
Totally weird, Jade.
Yeah,
totally unacceptable.
I don't think it's weird. You can appreciate someone in the way they look if they're hot. You can't help who you're attracted to. I'm not going to obviously go and bang my cousin.
Oh,
but I'm just saying.
The only thing you said was stopping you is because you're happily married.
No, I'm not. I wouldn't do it. But obviously,
you weren't married. Real talk.
I wouldn't go and have sex with my cousin.
Oh,
but
guys, do we?
I can think he's a good looking. Look, I can show you a photo.
Pod leader. Oh, Jade.
Well, it's an all right photo. It's a family man.
He's got kids.
No, he doesn't. They're his niece and nephew.
Imagine what he'll
They're
think if
niece,
he heard this.
Niece and nephew. I don't know. I've only met him once. I don't really
Straight
care.
To the phones.
Jade, if you got married, you wouldn't have to change your last name.
Jamie, good morning.
Hello.
How you going?
Hey, good is man. It weird that Jade is attracted to her cousin / are you attracted to your cousin?
Oh, I got one that was good back years ago. She's not that good anymore, but she used to be all right.
Oh, yeah. It was a big thing for you back in the day, was it?
But also, I used to work with a guy who married his first cousin.
Get out of town.
Really?
That's interesting. Did
and
people...
when I asked him about it, I got done for bullying. But yeah, anyway.
Ooh, okay.
I feel like that's something...
He went to America to marry her.
Oh
my God.
I feel like questioning a marriage between first cousins is okay.
Imagine a family reunion, family Christmas and shit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's weird.
Well, they shouldn't have been ashamed anyway. They should have got married in Australia instead of going all the way to America. Well, I'm just saying it's
legal. Bring out the banjos.
I'm just saying it is legal to marry your cousin.
Bang-a-lang, bang-bang-bang.
I wouldn't do it personally. But the thing is, if you love, you love who you love. It's not that weird.
Your cousin.
Yeah, but so you thought your cousin was hot.
Yeah, I wouldn't go and marry her.
Yeah, neither would I. So, we've still got some marbles up
like
there.
Massive and alco and shit.
Family pass to the show, Jamie. 1,000 tickets to the show, just reminding everyone.
Thanks for your call, man.
Take your cousin if you want. All right, it's time to meet Mick. How you doing, Mick?
Yeah, morning, guys. How are we?
You're doing well. Man. Do you reckon it's weird that Jade's so attracted to her cousin?
Not weird. I nearly took it one step further.
my stepmom and my father got married in 1986.
Yeah.
And as they were getting married, I actually thought I was getting married to my cousin as a six-year-old.
Okay.
I feel innocent. Like that's okay.
Yeah, when you're that's that innocent. Young, you're pretty innocent.
Hey, Mick, how old are you now?
I'm 39. So I was dressed up in a little tuxedo. She was dressed up in a little white, you know, one of those wedding dress type things. Yeah. And here we are walking down the aisle. But all those plans come interrupted when I was playing with my tooth and my tooth fell out and I got taken off the aisle.
Oh, I had
blood everywhere. Everyone had white clothes on. My dad didn't know what to do. All I had was my cousin.
Great story. Aww. Probably a different phoner when your tooth interrupted things. But I love your energy and I love your attitude. Thanks for calling us.
Thank you for calling.
We'll chuck you a family pass to the show. Do you have a family, Mick?
Yeah, I do, mate.
Oh,
yeah,
good. Take him to the show.
Very close.
Yeah.
Happening March 5th through 7th. Thank you, man. Wow.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
It's time for Love It or Loathe It. Jade, you're putting your...
Speaking of the rain, I've just got to jump in here.
Yeah.
My Zumba room got flooded yesterday. So when I had my afternoon nap, I didn't think it was beautiful and sunny. I opened my Eclipse roof.
Yeah.
Because I have one of those vertical roofs that open. It obviously got cloudy and rained, and then when I woke up, I was like, holy dooly. So I had to, like, mop and clean up my whole Zumba room.
First world problems, cleaning up your Zumba room.
Love it or loathe it.
When you wake up. I don't care. New FM. Love it. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Yeah, that's right. My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics and kicking things off today. It is limited edition fast foods.
Love it or loathe it.
One, go!
Love it.
Yeah, you're into it. You always buy it when it comes out.
Yeah, I'm a sucker. Macca's do a really good range of limited edition products. Mm. You know how Disney puts their movies in the vault and then they bring them out now and again? It's like Macca's does that with fast food and I love it when they open the vault.
Yeah, I'm going to say loathe it.
Not for you.
Stick to the originals on the menu. Why try and add more variety? I'm not a big fan of it because I've never bought a limited edition anything.
So you only get like, let's say Happy Meal, don't you, you go to the Macca's?
Yeah, I get Happy Meal or Quarter Pounder. I still haven't tried a fillet of fish.
Too big.
And I've never had a sausage McMuffin.
Really?
I've never tried.
I've not, because I like what I like.
It's very boring,
Jade. It just freaks me out.
It's too exciting and crazy for you.
Mm-hmm.
So reason I bring this up, KFC has brought back, so apparently in 2018 they retired this burger called the Tower Burger, right?
Oh my God, the Tower Burger.
Do you remember this?
It's so good.
So it includes original recipe plus a hash brown.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Apparently, the KFC marketing department or departments have been bugged relentlessly since 2018. So by fans who are like, you got to bring this thing back.
So they put a hash brown on the burger.
Well, basically.
Yuck.
Not your thing?
No.
I haven't tried it, and I didn't realise it was a thing, but Maddie, you're really a fan.
And the problem with it is, though, they'll bring it back, and I don't think people will buy it now. Not enough time has passed. They should have just left it on the menu.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah, just leave it
for 10 years and then bring
it back. But, I mean, I'm happy it's back. I'll buy it.
You'll be straight in there.
If you can get over
so
the
much
calories...
money on fast food... Do you know what he ordered yesterday? I took him through KFC.
What was it?
It was the Big Zinger Twist.
You want to put me on show, you better remember.
A large Big Zinger Twist meal. And you got five chicken tenders as well.
And I bought her lunch too. She's forgetting mention that one.
Is that included in that?
Yeah, but I paid for it.
No, you didn't.
You transferred the money on to me.
Yeah, anyway.
That's Maddie paying.
Anyway. Well, there you go. Thank you, Jay.
Tower Burger's back.
Oh, thanks, Crevo.
You're welcome.
Off to KFC today.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is awesome! Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here now band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the world go round.
You charge me for everything. Like, you're like a vending machine. Like, if you... Yeah, like, I just want to put my hand up it and take it.
This is The No-Gos.
New FM.
What makes the world go...
Up next, we are playing What's My Age Again. This is the game where we ask you a series of random questions to try and determine your age by those questions and your voice alone. If we have a look at the leaderboard there.
Did you put stickers up last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, Maddie, you're on 7, Crevo and myself are tying on 3.
Long way to go to catch up with
Master. You are really good at this,
Master
Maddie.
Age guesser Maddie.
Try and fool Maddie if you can on 13 10 09.
Jade just can't take it that she's losing at something.
No.
Have a look at her.
Yeah, it's absolutely killing her. You biting your bottom lip.
Look, like, I won last year.
To try and listen to that.
So, you know, it's okay.
I'm absolutely fine.
I'll come back. Yeah. Maddie doesn't win much in life, so I've got to, you know, let him have a head start.
Right. 13 10 09 if you want to play.
Jade.
Right now.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
When say I should act my age, what's my age again?
The Novos, what's my age again?
I love this game. This is where we ask you a whole bunch of random questions. We decipher what your age is by your answers and your voice. I am the king at this game, it seems.
Yeah, you absolutely nail it.
Leading
somehow.
On 7.
No.
Wow.
You're not up yourself, are you?
No, I'm quite humble, actually.
Yeah, righto.
Sit down.
You can make the room ones up there.
All right, Kendrick Lamar.
Sorry, Kanye West.
I don't have my own brand of shoes. I wish I did. All right, first up, Creeper, we're going to Tammy.
Oh, Tammy, how are you doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
Excellent. All right, question number one for you. What's your most used app on your phone?
Facebook.
Jade, next question.
All right, do you use liquid soap or cake of soap?
Both.
Okay, I know this. I think you are 44, Tammy. Crevo?
Oh, I think you are 41.
No, I think you're 36.
Well, I like Jade, but I'm 45.
Oh, Maddie, yeah. Another point.
What?
Closest what? Without going over. Thank you, Tammy from Abermain. Enjoy your day.
Next, it's time to meet Sue.
Hey, Sue.
Hey, how you going?
All right, so your first good. Question, what's your go-to service station snack?
Chips.
Okay.
Okay, question number two for you. What brand of shampoo do you use, Sue?
The Herbal Essence.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh.
Remember that ad when they used to, the woman would scream in the shower?
Yeah.
No.
Great ad. Iconic ad. Great ad.
All right, Crevo, your guess.
I think you are 40. Jade, next.
I'm going to go with 44.
I think you are 35. Sue?
Oh, look, I love all those answers, but no, I'm 49.
Oh, Jade.
One for Jade.
You sound really young, Sue.
Yeah, you do.
You've got a young voice. All right, next up.
Young soul.
It is Tina.
Let's go to Tina. Yes, where is she? No, Tina's gone, guys.
Okay, let's wrap on that.
Well, draw today. What a draw.
That's all right. Well, you're still winning. You're now on 8 points, Maddie. I'm on 4, Creever's on 3.
I got a lot of work to do.
Well, the year's not even halfway yet.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll say.
February. Anyone's game still, you know. But, guys, I've got a little update for you on one of my personal hobbies that I like to do, pickleball. Creevo, I know you're a player, but you know what? Things are going to be getting real very soon because you're going to be calling me Ref Jade. So I'll tell you more about.
I absolutely will not.
Oh, yes, you will. Hits are going to be official, so I'll tell you more in a sec.
Where do you find the time?
What do you mean?
To do all of this stuff.
I like to keep busy.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade's got another outside of work endeavour to tell us about. Which is, well, what number is this, Jade? Is it number 16 for the year? Like weird activities you take?
No, I'm not taking on any extra activities this year, actually. So I'm keeping.
You just took on hockey yesterday.
Oh, okay, that's
you
true.
You just signed up to a new club.
Anyway.
Look,
What are we doing?
Okay, so we all know that I'm a big lover of pickleball. Two of us in this team really enjoy the sport. And
it's not me.
It's not Maddie.
It's Maddie and Jackson.
Maddie goes to me once, "Don't tarnish me with that. It's not my brand." And I was just like,
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. But pickleball, it's Crevo and I's thing in particular. And we play every Wednesday night together. Yep. Sometimes we play the odd weekly game. And I have actually gone into a couple of comps over the last couple of years. And I'm going to be doing that again this year, actually. I'm looking for partners at the moment for the New South Wales Open Championships. They're coming up in April. But this email went out from our club saying, would anyone like to become a pickleball ref? And I thought, you know what?
I'm unhappy with some of the decisions that were made in games I played in. Maybe I can affect those.
Exactly. 100%. So I thought, you know what? I'll do it. And they did this introductory price, I should say. Oh, okay. Sorry. So it's $25.
A real discount.
Yep, $25. That's all it costs to become a pickleball ref because I don't have enough. And obviously,
shouldn't they pay you?
Oh, $25. Come on, it's not breaking the bank.
Yeah. If you're doing work for them,
yeah,
they should be paying you a salary.
It's not paid. It's just all volunteer. And I like giving back to my club and my community. So I've got my pickleball handbook. It's the 2021 USA Pickleball Officiating Handbook. So I'm studying it at the moment because I've got to do a big Zoom course.
What's the Zoom?
It's like a Zoom day where we get on the Zoom and we get on the Zoom.
Okay, boomer. And
what a waste.
Oh, you know me. I'm not up with tech, but like I know how to operate the Zoom. So we'll go on that and I'm going to learn how to become a ref.
I would put $20 down on the table that you can't even make a Zoom call right now. If you had to do it, I don't think you'd be able to make one.
Well, I don't have to worry about that. I don't need to know how to make one because they send me the link and then click on it and then it takes me to where I need to be.
Jade, when are you doing this?
Well, I believe they're getting in touch with the right date, but apparently at the New South Wales Open, which is coming up in April, we're going to be reffing some games as a part of our...
So will you be playing and reffing?
Yeah, playing and reffing.
Conflict of interest?
No, because I'm not going to be reffing games in my intermediate. So I'll be either going up a grade and reffing advanced or the beginners.
What's your uniform?
I don't know. Good question.
Like checkered shorts and a checkered
I haven't learnt that yet.
Oh, good.
The rule book doesn't seem too difficult, so I'm excited.
You've been studying.
So you can call me Ref Jade.
No, I will never do that. Right. Sorry, Del. But Dad,
don't think I'm going to be accredited.
Don't think this will give you the right to like settle any disputes around the place.
I
can just see you swanning around with a whistle in everyday life.
It's going to be like
you parked in the wrong spot.
Instead she does that already.
Judge Judy, I'm going to be Ref Jade. Bring your problems to me in the new FM building, and I'll sort it out. In the penalty box.
I think I have a whistle here.
I wish I had a whistle. There we go.
Jade's that annoying person that just constantly blows the whistle when she has one, hanging on a colourful lanyard around her neck.
You know what I'd rather have, instead of a whistle, one of those melody pops where it's the lollipop that blows.
Even more annoying. You start next.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
UFM. This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
You know, Sarah, interesting news about Daft Punk there breaking up. That's big, right?
Splitting up, big news.
Do you know what we took from that? I think you are a massive Daft Punk fan and you had to put it in there.
I don't know if I could name a single Daft Punk song.
No.
If you asked me.
Because we're all like, that's really interesting to make the news. And we're thinking, she's got to be a huge fan.
I think we might have another fan in the newsroom, to be honest. So I thought I'd give that story a run. It wasn't written by me.
Was it Hamish?
It wasn't, actually. It's our new journo, Maddie.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Do you know what? Because, like, Hamish would always do, like, interesting space stories, and Hamish is super interested in space. So when you heard a space story, you know Hamish is dicking these little box there for that.
Self-indulging.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, very
it was
sad.
A guess, but not.
I failed, sorry. Yeah. We're doing Google reviews next, Creeper, and I can't wait for this one.
Yeah, so I decided to look around for some different locations we could do reviews on.
Like cities.
Yeah, and I are taking us over to Eastern Russia next, a small city called Ulen, right? And in Ulen, there's one main business, which is the post office. The reviews of this is the most eastern point of Russia, so that's the bit that's almost touching Alaska.
Oh, I've got to get to Russia.
It's incredible, right? It looks amazing. Up next, we're doing the reviews of the Ulen post office.
These reviews better not ruin my dream to go to Russia.
Well, I can't tell if it will or not.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
It's time for Google reviews. Okay, Google.
I can assure you, this thing's on.
Yeah, and this time we go over to the most far eastern point of Russia. So this is the bit basically right near Alaska. There's like a strip of water between there and very cold, very remote part of the world. And we go to a small city called Ulen. Now, this city is essentially a thin strip of black sand, a bit like Stockton, except less like vegetation, right?
Wow.
Super remote, super thin, very cold. Just to give you some context, the weather today there, minus 25 degrees Celsius, 25 kilometre an hour winds and 80% humidity,
how
which
awful.
You can be sure is snow.
I wonder,
snow.
I wonder if it's one of those countries where they live a huge portion of the day in darkness. Because that's like
it's fairly far north, but they wouldn't be like crazy far north.
Because
right?
It says here borders Mongolia, China, and North Korea to its south.
Yeah, that's Russia, but Russia is so big.
Yeah,
that it goes across like time zones and everything.
It's crazy that they're not more powerful, really.
Russia's
like for such
powerful.
A big, yeah, fairly, but like for a big chunk of the world that they have.
Well, I guess you could say that
they're an hour ahead of us right now. It's Tuesday morning at 8:44 a.m.
There you go.
We should call them Monday.
We sure should. I don't think they'd be able to answer. But, hey, let's go to some reviews because there's only basically one business that has reviews in this town, and it's the local post office, right? And the post office in a place like that, very important because that's how they get everything.
Yeah, of course.
Because it's so remote, right? It's hard to get there in any way, shape or form.
Also, just to add, the population of Ulen is 720 people.
So not
that's it.
Yeah.
Ulen.
Yeah, so it's so remote. You're talking like maybe 40 hours to get there by various vehicles from the capital, right?
No, thanks.
It's very remote. Okay, so we start off with a guy called Yaniv, very Russian name, who left a one-star review last year saying, "My package did arrive, but it was very frozen and 4 months late. One star."
It was frozen.
Of course it was frozen.
Better than, a block of ice. Better than having it stolen off your front step.
Well,
both
I guess
pretty
so.
Useless.
Yeah, either way, no good. All right, the next one comes from a guy called Catchpear Zibrit. Now, I'm sure I've got that pronunciation absolutely perfect, who said, "It used to be good at the post office, but this time a bear ate my parcel, but at least the employees gave me a bottle of vodka for the inconvenience." 3 stars.
Oh, how amazing. That 3 stars is pretty good. Scoring a free bottle of vodka, that's pretty...
Yeah, and it's like currency over in Russia, I think, the old vodka.
The vodka.
All right, so a guy called Rob, who has actually done a lot of reviews in the area and is considered a local guide, has said, "Wow, talk about service with a smile. The postage was crazy expensive to America, but I did get a few shots of vodka on the counter. It was cheaper and faster to swim across the Bering Strait than pay. The beaches in this area were quite dark, the sand was, so I don't know if I'll be back." 3 stars.
Do you know what's disappointing about hearing that story is that we can no longer do shots at a bar, any bar,
You know, it's either got to have the silly little ice cube in it, but yet they're getting shots at the post office.
Yeah, it's a very
what has happened to the world?
Very different part of the world.
Australia, shameful.
And just to wrap it up, we've got one from somebody called Wasim Kurdovic. I don't know if I'm getting the pronunciation
right again. I'm sure it's
fine.
Who says, I was kidnapped from Alaska by the Russians. They were walking bears on leads and they took me there. I managed to escape by feeding the bears Twinkies with sleeping tablets inside them.
Oh.
I'm now waiting for the sea to freeze so I can walk back to America. 3 stars. Would not return.
That's the biggest load of BS I've ever heard.
You reckon? What if it's
true?
Yes,
he's not feeding bears Twinkies with sleeping pills in it.
You never know. You got to do what you can do to survive.
Hey, these are real
reviews.
What
a wild story. Wow. Hey, we are doing birthday lotto up next. Today, it's worth $525 cash. All you need is a birthday to play. We'll pick a month at random. And if you were born in that month, give us a call. And today's month is, Crevo?
August.
Ooh, 13-09. If you were born in August, $500. 125 up for grabs. We'll play next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
This is
The
Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, we don't make you jump through a whole heap of hoops to win money. We just want to give you as much radio station cash as we can. All you need to play this game is a birthday. We're looking for August babies on 13-10-09. And we're going to Renee first.
Yes, we are. Renee, she's from Karikari. She's 37. She missed maths last night because of netball and his Devo. So she asked her brother. Ask her about her belly button. Hey, sorry, I can't.
Well, we have to ask you about your belly button first, Renee. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hey, great. Good, thank you. What happened to your belly button?
So my party trick many, many years ago, I used to be able to put my fingers behind my belly button and pull it out.
Hold on. So you have an outie, yeah?
No, it's an innie, but I used to be able to make it be an outie.
Like dig into your stomach, get your hand in behind there and pop it out.
Wow, so underneath the fat rolls, or do you, like, so it would pop out, like the skin rolls, so it would pop out like that way, or would you physically put your fingers inside your belly button?
So around behind it and a little, and I used to be able to pull it out a little bit.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's pretty cool. You're the first person that I've ever heard being able to do that.
Can you still do it, Renee?
No, I actually had to get my appendix taken out and I had to go in through my belly button, so I have a lot of scar tissue there.
Oh, they ruined it.
You poor thing. Because I have some love rolls and I can't do that.
Yeah, I can't do it anymore.
I was just trying to do it then. I might get my fingers underneath my muffin top. Not happening.
Only at curry.
That's so cool.
You know what? Imagine that. They had the mullet fest out there. You could have, you know, made some cash on showing people that trick. That's amazing.
Between that, the mullet fest, curry hot bread.
Actually, I've got to ask, because I've never seen anyone do it, but what does it actually look like?
It kind of just ends up looking like an outie. Like, you can see the little, like, creases of the knot and everything. Wow. Like, people out.
What a great story.
That is so cool. All right, Renee, I'm spinning these cash balls for you.
I hope you win. What a great story. $525.
It's popped onto the floor.
Okay, I really hope this is a sign. Were you born on the 29th of August?
I was not.
Oh. Thanks, Renee.
I'm devastated. Do it again.
How old's your son?
He's 9 and I've got my daughter who's 11. We're sitting in the car out the front of Coles.
Oh, hey, kids. I hope you have a good day at school.
Hey, can you tell the kids that we're going to give you guys a family pass to the show?
Oh,
my goodness. Thank you so much.
That's all right.
I've got some very excited kids.
Oh.
Hell yeah, baby.
Oh, you enjoy that, guys. We're giving away 1,000 tickets to the show. So we've got plenty. So there's a family pass. You guys sound all like yours. You'll enjoy it. Good job.
Cutest kids.
$525 back before 9 o'clock this morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Well, do you know how expensive
Jay.
Tea can be and coffee?
Steal it from work.
No, too hard. I've got to bring my own containers. Yeah, I've had an incident at work.
This is The No-Gos.
New FM.
What makes the world go?
Big thanks to Happy Mobile Cafe for their lovely coffee that they bring us every morning. Always delicious if you're looking to get coffee out to your workplace. HappyMobileCafe.com.au. Up next, though, Maddie, an interesting one. Did you carry on after the injury?
And this happened to you.
Well, we were having a chat around the team last week, and we're talking about the time that I got pistol whipped when I was like 18, scary. 19. So this guy, I was at a phone box at Halloween, and I was on the phone to my mother, and it was
saying,
like,
I'm all right.
9:30, 10 p.m., dressed as a vampire, and this man comes along, and he says, give me all your money. And I was like, oh, my God, this is happening. And I had like 30 cents in 10-cent pieces in my pocket.
Oh.
So I threw them at him, and I said, piss off. Anyways, he pulls out this gun, grabs the barrel and smacks me over the head with the handle.
That's frightening. That's
well, it split my head open.
Did you report it?
Yeah, of course I did. He ran off though, but he went like, so he got me once in the head, and then the second time I put my hand up and it got me like across the knuckles.
Oh, Maddie.
God.
Blood everywhere.
I think I've seen the scar on the back of your head.
Yeah, look, you can...
Yeah, see? You can see
it. Oh, it's huge.
Yeah, it's an inch?
Yeah.
An inch and a bit?
Around that. But, of course, Halloween night, 19, got it checked over, and then I went out clubbing.
That didn't stop you. You went...
Really dumb. The things we do. Like, I could have died.
Yeah.
And here I am in this sweaty underground club. In King's Cross.
That's funny.
Sydney.
Actually, now you mention it, I went out after I got a big cut on my foot.
Did you really?
Yeah, I got a big cut while out, and then I went to a chemist, got a, like the, do you know what leukoplast
yes.
is?
Yes.
It's like this tape. Yeah. Strapped up my foot and went back out.
You guys are hardcore. Party animals.
Well, my friends were already meeting him there. I'm like, I'm not letting this stop me.
Rages. I work with a couple of rages.
Well, 13-10-09, what did you carry on doing after the injury? We'll take your calls next.
It doesn't have to be club stuff. Like sports, I think it must happen in a lot.
I think, a lot of people will sort of get, footballers do it all the time. If they get, like, concussed and they keep playing, not in professional, but more amateur.
Mm. Or like a big, like a cut or a wound, keep playing in the sport.
All right, we'll take your calls next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What did you carry on doing after the injury?
My friend's dad used to be a professional footballer.
Yeah.
This was like in the 90s, and at one stage he broke his arm during the game. They put a cast on it and he went back out and kept playing.
That's insane.
A man. You know, if you can pick yourself up after a broken arm and everything that's associated with that and go on playing football.
Apparently, it's pretty common.
You'd want to get a lot of extra, like, bonus pay for that because you'd be doing way more damage getting back on the field. But anyway, we're going to Sunana.
Hey.
Sunana.
Hey.
Did I pronounce that correct?
Yes, Sunana.
Sunana.
What a beautiful name.
Yeah, it's different.
I love that.
Thank you.
Tell us, what did you carry on doing after the injury?
This is when I was in last year of engineering. So I used to drive bike at that time, and I had big crash, but I was more worried about bike instead of me. I had wood on my knee, but it was last year, those functions where you get to dance and do lots of fun stuff.
Yeah.
So instead of going home,
oh, it's like an end-of-year ball kind of thing, yeah?
Yes, it's, in India we get, not everyone dances, that's the after, we call it sort of gathering, so
it's
like all dancers, they used to get dance on stage, and other people, they just dance in mob. So I was one on the stage, so...
Oh, wow.
So you fell off the stage? Like, how did you injure yourself? When did you get injured?
That's during practice.
Yeah, doing practice. But you kept on dancing. That's what you have to do sometimes.
Aww.
Oh, that's cute. She loves to dance. Thanks, Sonia. Appreciate that. All right, let's go to Howard on line 3 this morning. Hey, Howard, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Good.
Yeah, what did you carry on doing after the injury, mate? You sound like a guy that carries on after getting hurt.
I am known to carry on a little bit. it was a Friday arvo, and I... Friday morning, actually, I had a bit of a work crash in the car and rode a few cars off on UA, and I was going to hospital, but it was my mate's 21st that night. So I went to hospital, I got all that crap done, and I checked myself out, and we went out clubbing, and I had to wear a neck brace all night.
Oh my god, that's hardcore, man. That's...
Don't let that stop you.
Yeah, nah.
There's a photo somewhere. I'm in one of those pop photos, and I'm there wearing a neck brace with a black eye and a couple scratches on me.
Hey, Howie,
what a great story.
Were people buying you drinks all night in a neck brace?
No, they just kept asking me questions or tapping me on the shoulder because I had to turn around. I couldn't move my neck, so I'd have to turn the whole way around. So people kept tapping me on the shoulder.
Hey, Howard, how many women did you get that night? Because it's such a conversation starter.
Yeah.
None, unfortunately. None. Blokes.
No good.
Oh, you got blokes. Oh,
there's more blokes, yeah. Bit of bloke on bloke. Yeah,
oh, good on you, Howard.
Hey, man. Awesome.
Hey, look. Who knew a neck brace was a solution to my problems? Yeah. Thanks, Howard. Appreciate that.
And all right.
Going to Trish.
Hey, Trish.
Hey, how are you? Oh,
hey, hang on.
Oh, there we go. Hey, Trish.
Hello. How you going?
Hey, good. Thank you.
What did you continue doing after the injury?
Well, on my 30th birthday, I fell on a 44-gallon drum that had been burning for about 6 hours, ended up with second and third degree burns on my butt and up my back. And I had some friends there that were nurses, so they just patched me up, and we kept drinking and partying all night.
Oh, my God.
Isn't third degree burns the worst ones?
Yes, yes. Went to hospital the next day, and they were like, why did you come here last night? Said, well, I didn't realize how bad it was until the next morning when I woke up, and I was, it was pretty bad. A couple of weeks after, they were going to do a skin graft because it wasn't healing, but it fixed itself up.
Trish, tell me what it felt like when you woke up. Like, obviously, nursing a hangover, but was the pain heaps more intense than the night before?
Oh, unbelievable. I've had two children, and childbirth is nothing compared to burns, and I understand why they put people into comas when they have got massive burns to their body.
Yeah, wow.
It is so painful, but it's not so much the next day. It's over the coming weeks when those nerve endings start to come back.
Yeah. Two questions for you. Are you a nurse yourself, and also, you know when they say you shouldn't drink when... because it thins your blood. Does drinking once you've burned yourself influence the healing process in any way? Like, does it make the peeling of the skin worse or anything? Because they say you shouldn't drink, you know, because it does thin.
Well, it's not really a cut, it's a burn.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just curious. Like, it's a medical question. We're not doctors.
I do work in medical. I work in pathology, but I didn't drink after I'd been to the hospital because of the type of medication I was on too. I was on massive painkillers. But the night
that it happened, I was glad I was drunk because it numbed the pain.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Wow.
And it was a fancy dress party, and I had this beautiful medieval outfit on because I was a medieval princess. And I completely ruined my outfit. I was more devoted over that, I think, than anything else.
Oh, Trish. Wow. Don't let a third-degree burn get in the way of a good party. No. Wow.
And I just Googled. It says binge drinking can complicate recovery from burn injuries.
Well, there you go. Dr. Google. Wow, what a story. Yeah. That's crazy. We're doing our big the show ticket blitz next. We have 1,000 tickets to the show to give away, Jade.
Yeah, so if you want to win, 13 10 09.
Yeah, we're going to take a few calls next. Family passes up for grabs. The show is happening March 5th through 7th at the Newcastle Showground. We've got your tickets. It's New FM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Guys, we've got something big. 1,000 tickets to the show.
The show. March 5, 6 and 7 at Newcastle Showground. For more info, check out newcastleshow.com.au.
Oh,
Newcastle's
guys.
Biggest ever show ticket giveaway. 1,000 tickets to the show on New FM.
This is huge. 1,000 tickets to the show. And right now we're going to be doing a giveaway blitz. 3 days. The show is going to be on from the 5th, 6th and 7th of March at the Newcastle Showgrounds. For more info, you can check out newcastleshow.com.au. I was actually just checking out the show bags on their website. There's a Curly Whirly show bag, which has my name written all over it. I know Stranger Things. Who was watching that in this show? Are you a fan of the TV show Stranger Things?
Emmy was right into it.
Yeah, I think that's... Well, there's a Stranger Things show bag that Perfect. Emmy would love. There's a hat. There's some goodies in there.
I mean, other goodies.
There's heaps of other fun stuff like the rides. Like, let's not forget about those.
Oh, yeah, the cha-cha. You know what I love about the cha-cha? And I really want to go on it with you, Maddie, because I'm going to sit you in the corner, and then whenever you go into...
You already make me sit in the corner every time.
The particular, like, when the ride moves and you squash the person on that side. It's good.
Cute aggression. Let's go to our first caller, please, Crevo.
It's Linda. How you doing, Linda?
I'm great, thank you.
Excellent. You win a family pass to the show.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, good stuff.
I
congratulations.
Like that energy.
Oh, you know what? One of the best things I like to also do at the show, the wood chopping, Crevo.
Oh, I do like watching
you
wood.
You love it.
I absolutely love it.
Hell yeah, we're going to have to go together.
All right, let's go to Brooke from Curry. Hey, Brooke, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Hey, good. Family pass to the show, all yours.
Woohoo!
Yeah, that's it. Put your window down and scream for us. I love that.
What's tent pegging? What's that all about?
So that's you riding. People are riding on a horse.
Yeah.
They got this long spear thing. They have to, like, while they're going flat out, stab a piece of wood on the ground and then keep running.
That's right. Belinda, congratulations. Woo-hoo. You've got tickets to the show.
Thanks so much.
That's all right. How does tent pegging sound?
Oh, I'm keen as.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, nice. I actually am intrigued to see that. That would be awesome.
Hey, this is big. 1,000 tickets to the show. We're giving them away all day here at New FM, so keep it right here, Crevo.
This has never been done in Newcastle, a ticket giveaway of this size. First time ever.
1,000 tickets, Newey.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
UFM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the
world go. 105 commercial free coming up after us with Jackson. How you doing?
I'm going good, my man. I got some
Doja.
Love her.
Say so. Yeah, she's good, right?
Yeah.
Really crappy live Doja Cat.
Really? She
always lip syncing.
Yeah. That's disappointing,
she
isn't
was
it?
Great at the MTV Awards. And
see, I
like,
thought she sucked at those.
No, but she was good because she was all pre-recorded. It was all fake. Yeah. You know, even I can sound brilliant despite what my neighbours say.
When you're not singing.
In the shower at 3 a.m. getting ready for work. Sorry about that. Eagle Eye Cherry Ann's. This is fresh from Pink and her daughter.
Willow Sage.
I really like this song.
Yeah?
I haven't listened, to be honest.
I think it's nice. I like her daughter being on the track.
Cover Me in Sunshine.
It's sweet.
We love Pink here at New FM.
Oh, we'll play that probably 10 times a day.
Radio stations around the country would be like... in Meltdown.
Oh, music
with the new
directors of Australia, they're the people that pick all the music, absolutely frothing themselves at the moment. Music sorted for the next 6 months,
guys.
You
know what's so fascinating about Pink and the journey she's been on? Back when she was, like, first out, like
she was
her first
single.
No, she was so edgy for her time, and now as time's progressed and she's become a mum, she's become a very safe artist.
Yeah. The most mainstream artist out there.
Yeah. Hey, up next, of course, the brand new season of Maths kicked off last night. This thing is going off on socials. Mm. Apparently, massive fights already.
It's on.
It's on. NASA, our mate, he let loose last night. I watched his story. He's got some opinions on
this
season.
Does he? On all these new people?
NASA having some opinions?
No. Well, look, he hasn't been on in a few weeks, so we'll catch up with him very quickly next. And, of course, birthday lotto, 525 up for grabs before 9 o'clock.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I'm the first celebrity in Australia to be on three different networks. Count them. Look at them. 9, 10 and 7.
Good morning to my favourite human.
I don't think NASA's on Big Brother. What's he know about Big Brother that we're not going to find out from the show?
The last time NASA was in Newcastle, of course, he did the big maths event. Mm. Did you know, now he's out of the city, it's okay. He received death threats.
Jeez.
Did he?
From Novocastrians that dislike him a bit much. That's NASA, terrible. Have you recovered from the death threats?
Well, we've gotten over the death threats. Now we're going into the phase two of... are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Because we're going into phase two of, like, your 5 minutes of fame are over. And I say, hang on, guys.
They'll never be over.
20.
Hey, NASA, I hope you've been well, mate. Now, of course, you're back in the spotlight. I keep seeing you hanging out with Cyrell and all the Maths family, so you've clearly mended some bridges there, which is nice. I did see your story last night on the brand new season of Maths. You had a few things to say about some of the contestants. What were your thoughts?
Well, because I tell you, that a few of them have come to me before the show aired, have emailed me and said, what do you think? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. Let's meet up. But I know Bryce.
Oh, Bryce. You know him? You're mates with him or what?
I know him really well. I basically coached him before he got on. And I think he was still engaged to the girl before when he did his application.
So he was engaged prior to going onto the show and he's broken up with her for fame.
Yeah, that's
so
what happened.
He ditched his fiancée just to, like, you know, mack on with some rando from Matt.
That's a bombshell, isn't it?
Now, the woman that Bryce is with, right, hasn't been with a man in over 12 years. So if he's not doing it for the right reasons, pretty shit guy, really.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I mean, this is my whole thing about having diversity. When you get a bunch of white people in one room, you're going to get crying, bitching, carrying on.
Mm.
But once you have a bit of diversity, you'll get all different backgrounds, all different stories.
Mm.
You know, but at the moment, what we're all getting is a bunch of Gold Coast women meeting average suburban Joes.
So who have you got, like, the problem with? Like, are you still speaking to Bryce?
Are you his friend?
No. He didn't speak to me. As soon as he got on the show, he stopped speaking to me. And I'm sort of a bit disappointed because his work radio station in Canberra rang me and said, hey, what do you think about this? How do you reckon he's going to come across? I said, well, he's going to get slammed, to be honest with you, because if I was him, I would have never taken a Married at First Sight. I mean, he had a good job down there, and, you know, I mean, I'd love to do a job like that. And he just sort of jeopardized it to be on a friggin' show.
Well, do you know what? You've slammed him on your Instagram. You've said, what? Bryce was engaged 6 months ago. Why the heck would you want to go to a show and pretend to marry a stranger? I tell you why, Fane, that... See it? There's no other way to put it. Poor girl lumped with that. She hasn't been naked with a bloke for 12 years and this is what she gets. Hashtag fame hungry. You know what? Bryce tried to get our jobs here, actually.
Really?
Yeah. We used to ring our boss on the secret, on the sly, you know.
How are the Novos doing? Are they ready to go? Like, you know.
I've heard those rumours.
Hey, NASA, quick question, because we were actually meant to talk to the sex therapist on the show.
Yeah, NASA hates her.
Yesterday. And she actually, they actually snubbed our show in the end. So, your thoughts on her? Because you reckon she's the biggest joke.
To be honest with you, I think it's a waste of time, waste of money. And why do you need a sex therapist? Because they all bonk anyway. They all go on a bonking rampage and try to swap girlfriends. So you don't need a sex therapist. I think she's a waste of time. Bring back Trish. Trish was funny. She was a dry sense of humour. And all she was said really was, have you been intimate? And I love that line. I mean, that's a classic line. Have you been intimate? This girl here tries to dig deeper and tries to say more. Which, why? Like, they all go ahead and rampage and get drunk anyway.
Okay, final picks, NASA. Anyone else stand out to you? A lot of people talking about Coco this morning.
Yeah.
No, look, Coco, it reminds me a little bit of... that Beck reminds me of Tracy.
Yeah, right.
She reminds me of Tracy, right? Coco is just trying to be the one that stands out, the one that's going to get all the media. She's a little bit out there, that's fine, but we haven't really seen Coco yet till tonight. Her wedding's on tonight. But Coco is the one I think they've already painted like a Davina. Like
Another villain, you know what I mean? Another season. Yeah. And of course, it'll be all right, but nothing on yours, yeah?
No, nothing, but I do know the outcome, which I won't say to...
Oh, come on, NASA, come on.
No, I can't. We'll spoil it. I do know what happens. I do know who stays, who goes. I will reveal it to you on the show. How's that in about a month?
NASA wants to do the reunion special next year, so he's got to toe the line a little bit.
Toe the line. There's $3,000 in a nice hotel room on the line.
Thank you, NASA. Good to hear from you.
Love your work, man. Bye, love your Nass. Work.
Hey, birthday lotto is up next worth $525.
Crevo. That it is. And now we are looking for November babies. This is the easiest way to win cash in Newcastle. No crazy, tricky questions or anything. Just have a birthday and you could win money.
All right. 13:10:09 if you want to play. We'll do it next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
Here we go. Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. Birthday. Lotto.
You are so obsessed with Carl Stefanovic.
I know.
It's a bit weird, actually. Hey, this is the easy way to win money here in Newey. It's very simple. All you need to do is be born. Congratulations. You've already got a chance.
Tony's on the phone from Woodbury. He's a cleaner/courier and would like to spend a day in the life of Jade.
Oh, really?
He considers himself very quick-witted, and he says he wants to live to 100 so he can keep drinking beer and playing bowls. #goals. Hello, Tony. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Good.
Oh, so can I ask, why do you want to spend a day in the life of me?
God. You're a character.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, been like me.
Yeah, you sound like an interesting guy, too. It beats being boring, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, yeah. I enjoy a beer with the guys up there and, you know, as I said, I just enjoy life.
Hey, Tony, what are you spending $525 on?
Probably a beer with the boys.
Beer with the boys.
Give them a shout.
Beer and a snack.
So what month were you born in?
November.
I was born in November.
November. All right, let's see if we can win you this cash. Here we go.
She has one job.
I know. Listen to the month. There's only 12.
I really hope you're born on the 5th of November.
Oh, you've done that job pretty poor, girl.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no good.
Yeah, no,
doesn't want to live a life as in a doesn't want to be you for a day now, Jade.
I'll take you two guys out there.
Yeah, good.
Lads, boys. Lads on the beers.
And Stoney. Thanks for listening, man. We appreciate it. Very good. Well, that's 105 commercial free on the way next. And, of course, tickets to the show all day, Jackson.
Right across. I'm going to feel like Oprah dishing these out after 11 o'clock. But speaking of the show, I've got a guy online too that I want you to speak to. His name's Luke, and he's got a really interesting proposition for the three of you.
Oh, cool.
Hello, Luke. How are you?
Luke.
All righty. How are you going, Novos?
Yeah, good, man.
Right. What's happening? What have you got for us?
I've got a proposition for you. I want to get the Novos on the front of my derby car.
Oh.
Like a demolition derby?
Yep.
And this is so exciting.
So we're going to have our faces on your demolition car at the show.
That's correct.
Wow.
That's so fantastic. Cool.
I'm going to bypass management and say yes.
Is it because you hate us or you like us? You want to see our faces?
Jeez.
I love listening to you guys. It's always funny of a morning.
Thanks, aww, man.
Thanks, man. That's cool. Wow. I'm so honoured. Honestly, that would be sick so to have our faces on there.
This is great.
When this all happens, like the derby, we've got to come and hang out with you beforehand. Yeah.
That sounds like a plan.
Where do you live, Luke?
I'm at Tommy Go.
Oh, yeah, nice.
All right, Luke, tell us about the car that will feature our faces.
It is a little Kia Rio.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's going to be red and white.
Yep.
And I've got a couple of sponsors that I'm putting up the side of it, but I was getting you guys as the main feature on the bonnet.
This is the best news. I love this.
And
thanks for calling, man.
Curiosity, how long have you been driving derby cars for?
I've done it once. This is my second time, and I'm keen to do it again.
Oh, Luke.
Nice, man.
Mate, we love you. Straight to the VIP list for you.
Yeah, that's so absolutely
great. The show's going to be so good this year. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Featuring us getting smashed up on a car. This is great.
What a great day.
You know, when they said get into radio, I thought it could be a bit of fun. Wow.
It's absolutely delivering, isn't it?
What a thrill. Luke, congratulations, man. Do you know what? Obviously, because you're putting our face on, we're going to give you a family pass to the show as well, even though you're competing.
And
yours.
You probably get it for free.
Hey.
Not
pass
your
it
friends.
On.
Your friends and family have to pay to get him.
1,000 tickets to the show continues. Luke will be in touch. Thank you, sir. Wow, that's incredible.
What a great day.
Wow, Jackson, can you believe that?
That's pretty fun, right?
Oh, wow, 105 commercial freeze kicking off next.
I feel so naughty when I play this.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I hope there's
I always feel a bit
car.
Disturbed when I hear this.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't know why.
The bad touch. Jason Derulo.
He's got some great tunes out at the moment.
Yeah, he's good, right? I like his TikTok still. And a bit of Destiny's Child.
Oh, yes, classic. Newcastle's best music all summer. And Jackson, of course, 1,000 tickets to the show right across your day. So keep it here, right?
Yo.
Peace and love, everyone. Make good choices.
Bye.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.